Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
President Biden today, even though he's an afterthought, they're still trying this. We just heard from a union guy about what even these unions in Philadelphia are looking at. The same thing we are, inflation, the cost of everything, particularly groceries. President Biden saying, I believe it's important for the country to recognize this progress, because if we don't, the progress we made will remain locked in the fear of negative mindset that has dominated our economic outlook since the pandemic began. How many times can you go back to the pandemic? It's not that. People see the cost of things. I just told you the other day, for Freddie the cat, you know, I hadn't been the one, or I didn't notice it. Usually when we get cat litter, big box of cat litter, I don't look at the price. It's all bundled in when Ro and I are shopping. I had to go there explicitly to get that and some cat food. And it was a dollar off. And I took a look at that. You know, last time I remembered, it was around $7.59, $8. It was $13.95. Just something Yikes. Simple as this. Yikes. Yes, exactly. And you may have had that because you don't check every item. It's kind of bundled together at a point, and some you do. It's still baked in. It's the rate that is a bit different, but that's it. And we played you yesterday, Patrick Murphy, former congressman. He was on Fox saying, well, it was 9% when Biden took over. No, it was around 2, kind of a normal thing, or maybe under. You can quibble back and forth. So what's Biden talking about? He's still saying the same thing. They're still refusing to acknowledge all that spending and how that works to create inflation. Harris just refuses to answer and says, I grew up a middle-class kid, and I know, I look at Henry, he's been a great audience on this. He gets all, what is it when I say the lawns that gets you there, Henry, when she brings up, and you know, people really love their lawns in my neighborhood.
Yeah, it's just such a loser comment.
Yeah, like, it is. It's just,
is that what you think of the middle class? Everyone just loves their lawn?
That's it. They're out there with the lawn.
Just love mowing the lawn.
I hate edging. Maybe I'm not middle class. I hate the edging
yeah.
stuff.
No,
it looks artificial
that?
To me. I hate it. But stunning, still going down this path. So are the Teamsters immune to that? No. The deal always was this, and we kind of got to it with Dave in the last time around. Look, we know that you have different values on these things, but we are going to get you more. And look at those Republicans. There is no sense. You can't bond with a Mitt Romney if you're a building trades guy. Trump is almost like we created him in a laboratory, given that he's a billionaire, but he has this touch of relatability, et cetera, because of how he came up and what he's done in the business. He didn't make his billions being a day trader or something, or some kind of maneuvering going on there. It was building primarily, that kind of guy. And that breaks through what was always there. So we'll see if they can win Philadelphia by 500,000 votes. I'm taking the other side of that, definitely. There's wards in South Philly and other places in Philadelphia that are for Trump. And you're going to see more and more of this. All right, 855-839-1210, you get on board. Representative Crockett, all over the place today. That's a woman that got into it with Marjorie Taylor Greene with the big false eyelashes. Said, I'm going to continue saying that Trump is just a threat to democracy, a threat to all those things. They're going to keep on doing it. They're not going to be pushback on how dangerous this is, that we've laid this out, the Hitler stuff, the threat to end the country as we know it. And we'll just have to keep on reminding people of this. That's why we see these outcomes. Hey, one update. That is interesting. Luzerne County, and Scott Presler is all over Luzerne County. the county manager, Romilda Crocamo, said in a notice, security concerns and financial risk are reasons not to deploy drop boxes this November. She scuttled the use of drop boxes during the upcoming November election because of staffing shortages. She cited security concerns and financial risk. She said that while I recognize drop boxes can provide alternative means for voters to cast their ballots, I must prioritize the safety and security of our community in the current political environment. We don't have the capability. We don't have the number of staff members to actually stand by the drop boxes to keep them safe. So I decided I'm not going to deploy them. She said in her notice she worried about the potential for illegal activities. Although video surveillance is a check, it's not a foolproof means of ensuring compliance with voting laws. Good for her. You know, Dan, Henry, Luzerne County, Romilda, it's a funny name. I'd love to get her on soon to talk about this. Just to endorse and let people know there are people out there pushing back on this stuff in Pennsylvania. You know, we bring you countless times what Linda Kearns and others are doing. So we're not resting on our laurels here, but we're in the game this time. And we're in the game in the mail-in ballot game. And Scott Presler is just remarkable. So we have to carry the ball and run past the finish line and run a little bit further past the finish line. It's there to win. In Pennsylvania, when it's all scraped away, is where we're going to win. 855-839-1210, you get on board. And something I think you're going to see more of, it just occurred to me yesterday how much Trump has been talking about deportation. That deportation is something you can enunciate. You tried doing that in 2016, and you would have been stopped. I don't think the public was fed up enough in 2016. In 2020, we didn't hear it. Now Trump is saying it. And he's got a great comeback when they start. Well, how are you going to do, you know, that stuff? We're going to go after the criminal element, identify them, and get them out of the country first. I would add, in my sense of this stuff, we're going to be looking at people wanting to self-deport because of trying to dry up cheap labor and these unscrupulous employers that engage in this. Now, you're not going to do this overnight. This is difficult, but you're resetting the mindset and saying, no, we're not just going to accept there's nothing you can do about this now. We've overwhelmed you with these numbers. It doesn't have to be that way. All right, but the Teamster story is intriguing. You heard Bob Brady. I think that he's putting a happy face on it. The Chinatown thing is ridiculous. These are billionaires calling the tune here. And the people in Chinatown are the ones that culturally, and I thought that was a value. But he said something. Look, Sherelle Parker was backed by the building trades people here. And they have the black ministers with them. And that's all that matters. And they're going to run this through. Bob said that Jefferson was in favor of it. There's going to be traffic meltdowns there. I love going to Sixers games. But I'm not sure there's any way I'm going at that point in time to where this arena will be. I'm certainly not taking Sept. Sept is going to be mad. It'll be like the Jetsons. Hi, neighbor. That's how we'll be getting on SEPTA by then. It won't be Escape from New York.
I don't mind the SEPTA too much.
What do you take?
I would take the regional rail to, I guess it would be either Suburban or Jefferson, and then take the subway down to South Philly.
Oh, well, it's the subway part of it that's...
I get that. I get how that would drive some people away.
Yeah, and it's random. You don't know at any moment what type of thing. I mean, I haven't taken the subway since the 2016 election. I had to take it from here, 4th and Market, or Broader Market, down to where it was being held in South Philly.
As somebody who rides public transportation, yeah, you're not missing anything.
There
trust
you
me. Yeah. You're not missing anything. And coming in here now at the time I do, Oh, you do see a lot, trust me.
Gotcha. Yeah, you're earlier now. Let me go to Paul in Westchester on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Paul. Good afternoon. Hey, Paul, turn your radio radio off, would you please?
I don't have it on, but let me turn. Hey, let me ask you something, Don, because you're a second generation immigrant, right?
Yes.
Okay, so let me ask you something, man. And this was in your time when it was a derogatory term, and your relatives came from a whole different continent. What do they meant when they called you Italians WOP?
Well, we know about that. Everybody knows, Paul. What's your point? Without papers. Yeah, we know about that.
Okay, so your ancestors came over here without papers. So now...
No, Paul. Paul, by and large, the system that was set up, you need to have a sponsor. Watch Godfather 2. You had to come through a system. You had to be checked medically. By and large, Paul, that's the way that it operated. Why would you want to bring that up? You want people just to flood the country?
Well, let me say, I know you want a strong arm in the conversation because it's your show, but let the minority have some air time. So with that being said, even if your ancestors had a sponsor, what makes you not? Your ancestors came from a whole different continent. These people are from the same continent. These are the same thing how you sit there and also about the Haitians. What all the other immigrants who came, matter of fact, the Ukrainians and everything, what makes the Haitians stand out?
Okay, I'll what tell you what. Wait a minute, Paul. It's not color. That's not what it is. What it is about the Haitians, because I would, Paul, you know me, you know, over the years, I say this many times, I'd much rather talk if the Ukrainian influx was overwhelming the system, because then we know they're white. We don't have to bring race into it. So what this is, imagine a town like Charleroi, around 4,000 people, and suddenly 2,000 people plus show up that have been resettled with no preparation. Kindergarten class of 60, 45 of them speak Creole or French coming there. Paul, they can't handle this.
Okay, so once again, as you say, they can't handle it because they're Creole or French. That's what you're saying, that we don't know.
It's the numbers also. It's the numbers.
Dom, you strong-arming the conversation, Dom. Let the caller have some air time. You got 2-3 hours to talk. So now.
That's not enough, as we know. I demand more. But go ahead, Paul. Give me another comment.
Okay, so now the other comment is, it is a known fact. That's the only thing that stares them out. If they were not, and it's just been since America. It's been since the time of America. And then you guys talk about, and then also, I challenge you, Nick, I challenge Dawn. You guys talk about minorities every single day, black and brown people. Even on Fox Station, they have one person on there who's a liberal. You guys just go circling the wagons. Your callers is all white. You don't never get a minority perspective. You the one who was helped spreading that Haitian lie when you turned out it was false.
Well, thank you, Paul, very much. I think you've self-identified as a minority, so you're saying it to the wrong guy in the wrong show. How many things over the years have we mixed it up with people that call in and identify there? All right, so let's stick to the subject. Are you a fan of the Godfather series?
I don't condone violence.
Where did you pull that one from? I don't remember that.
I think he was talking about the Godfather, and you asked him, It was like one of those, man, we've got to pull that one.
Oh, yeah. Well, Godfather 2, Corleone, take the name of the town, if you remember, the kids, TB. He's got to go through the sanitarium and all that. 855-83, it's always my, you know, at least I didn't hear the magic word, Henry. You know me fairly well, but maybe not quite. The thing that sets me off into chuckling now, I used to get mad, is when someone says Caucasians, you know, like the Giordanos in the Caucasus Mountains, there's not exactly a mixture here of connect. It's the stupidest word. Stop using, I don't even get offended anymore. It's just crazy talk using the word Caucasians. Just say white.
It's the time we live in. It's all about the words. Everything
the
you say.
Yeah, exactly. What's your heritage? We know Dan's. We know Jim. We got the big three heritages covered on this show.
Yeah.
Irish, Italian, obviously, and Polish.
Well, you just said both of mine right there. I'm Irish and Italian.
Ah, that's an interesting combination. Which one's which? The dad is?
My majority, so my dad's side is, my grandfather was Italian, my grandmother was Irish. Both my grandparents on my other side are Irish.
So they like this mix-up, yeah.
Yeah.
At one point in time, those two would not have married. So that's rare.
Oh, yeah. You are right. That would never happen. Because that's my heritage as well. I'm mostly Irish, but part Italian as well.
Yeah. So, all right. It is time, though, to put all that aside. Thank you, Paul, because we got the daily number from Henry. That's right.
Money Melody.
Where's all the money gone?
That is right. And we are playing right now today for a copy of Letters to Trump. Now, this book is both hilarious and serious. You know the point. All these famous people, how they worship Trump until Trump ran for office. It's a coffee table book. You love having it out. Henry, what's your backstory?
Yeah, so we're talking about the greatest at their jobs today. And I also noticed on Phil's segment earlier this morning that it's Lita Ford's birthday, so it got me thinking, like, oh, who might be the greatest female rock band of all time? I thought about the Runaways. And I thought about the movie. And I thought about, hey, what's their iconic song? Cherry Bomb. I'm going to play Cherry Bomb. You're going to tell me who's the actress singing it. Simple enough?
Absolutely. So let's hear it. You said actress, right?
I want the actress from the movie, The Runaways.
Oh, the actress from the
movie,
maybe
I didn't make
Runaways.
That clear. The actress
from the movie, Runaways.
Who sings that song in the movie.
Oh, boy. A little complicated here. Dan style here on this.
I'm trying to fill my. I'm trying to do my best Dan impression here on this.
Man,
I don't want to make it too easy.
Yeah, exactly. All right, hit us with that, and you got the Trump coffee table book that you'll love. You'll be pointing to conversation piece that we talked about earlier. People come up, look at page 78, Alec Baldwin. Yeah, you'll have it thumb right there. Trump comped him, what he said. 855-839-1210. Hit us with that. Jump in right now here on Talk Radio 1210.
It's the Money Melody.
So that is right. Every day at around 2:13, we engage in that. And I'm amazed the number of people that have lined up. You heard the backstory of this. Let's hear the audio clue and let's see if we can get a winner. All right, we're looking for the actress singing the song, Tony, in Philly on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Tony, who's the actress?
Kristen Stewart.
No, sorry about that. I think that's made sense.
No,
thank you, Tony. That made sense to me. I thought it was a sensible answer. Let's go to Karen in Souderton. Who's singing it, Karen?
It's Dakota Fanning.
Wow, that's shocking. How did you know that, Karen? Did you see the film? How would you
get it? I was glad. I don't know how I knew it.
Wow. All right. I will put you on hold, and we will get you that coffee table book. That's pretty tough, Henry. That was pretty complicated. So you're surprised, aren't you?
A little bit. I mean, if you look up covers for the song, it'll show up. And movie, too. It's either Kristen or it's Dakota. And you had a 50-50 shot there.
Yeah, well, just the age. Dakota Fanning is how old now?
Oh, man. I saw her on TV recently. She was talking about having kids, or like she has kids. I was like, man, I feel old.
Dakota Fanning with Tom Cruise in the film.
The War of the Worlds. World of the Worlds.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's not that long ago, is it?
That's 20 years ago.
Is it 20 years ago?
Yeah,
okay, well, then that makes sense. Yeah.
Dakota's 30.
Wow. I can't watch her because I have a thing with, look, I know the need of child actors and actresses. It was too much in that film. It's too much in a lot of stuff. I get squeamish about it. Yeah. I think she's a very good actress. She's blossomed into
that. She's one of the best child actors.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt. Yeah, without a doubt. Might be a side question there. Child actors. Got to think if there are enough of them. Yeah. All right. We're always looking for them. Send them to us. Lady Gaga, I'm considering asking him to come on. Lady Gaga, they teased it today on Fox and Friends, the father who owns a restaurant, came on and endorsed Donald Trump. Now, it's not Lady Gaga, but, you know, the dad, I think, helps manage the career, I think, is not estranged from the daughter, is tight with her. And, you know, your dad comes on and endorses Trump, says what a patriot he is and all this other stuff. I think that's kind of a bold move. And he talked about it as a restaurateur, what it's like under Bidenomics, what's happened here. So watch for more on that front. And I got something else that's really interesting. Now, it's just a poll about favorability or popularity. The headline is good for Democrats. Headline, this New York Times Siena College poll. Josh Shapiro is more popular in Pennsylvania by far than Kamala Harris, Donald Trump, even, heaven forbid, Taylor Swift. He remains the most popular government official in the critical battleground state. Now, you know my differences with him, but I get what he projects of why he might be seemingly popular. 59% of likely Pennsylvania voters strongly approve or somewhat approve of Shapiro's leadership. Now, let's underline this and think about this. Think about a party with a guy who is seen this way. I'm not acknowledging I agree with it. I'm just saying perceptually, he is seen as that sort of person. And yet he wasn't picked to be the VP in the ultimate swing state. Why? You know why. The mob, Israel, Gaza, that whole thing. And he might upstage her too. Shapiro's high approval ratings outpaced the favorability ratings of Harris, who's at 51%. But listen to this dogfight. Favorability, Trump, 45. Taylor Swift, only 46. So Trump and Taylor Swift are almost equally unfavorable. They're underwater here.
That's shocking.
Isn't it? Yeah. A third of likely Trump voters still hold a favorable view of Shapiro, according to the poll. I'm not seeing in here what they think of Swift. But again, isn't it more obvious how out of control the progressive wing, which is mostly the party, is, that they wouldn't tag in Shapiro with this type of favorability because of those two things that I mentioned, but particularly Israel, the mob, Hamas. And it's going to be interesting October 7th to see who says what. Last night at the Zionist of America, Rich and I got an award. I showed you that before. That is just stunning, beautiful. I'll hold it up one more time here. You can see it on youtube.com/1210WPHT. It's beautifully done. It's amazing. Thank you to Steve Feldman and Zionists of America. He'll be on the show tomorrow. Not that heavy, but it's so creative. Rich thought the same thing. Maybe he'll show you his today, too. And there was a lot of talk of October 7th, and that's going to play out politically because Harris is going to conflate the two things. Well, you know, what about the people in Gaza? Now, the polling in Gaza indicates that people are supportive of Hamas. Now, who knows there? You get killed if you're not. I get it. It's very hard to tell. But I think Israel is textbook doing the right thing as far as what they're doing in Gaza. All right, let's go to Joe in Columbus, New Jersey. Joe, you're on Talk Radio 1210. Hi.
Hey, Tom. That Lady Gaga's father's interview was interesting, but they left out one important question.
Okay.
I was begging for. What do you think the fallout's going to be from the Hollywood elite through your daughter onto you?
Yeah. Well, I'm going to ask him that because I bet he'll come on. And
that should have been the first question to ask, Tom.
Yeah. Well, look, you know, it's in a ticklish situation here, and I don't think he's estranged from the daughter. So I think he told her,
right.
And she said it was okay. So right. You're
but
right.
I wonder if he laid the ground rules down. You know, don't ask me about the Hollywood elite. That's you know, that's hands off. But that's the begging question. You know how they come at you. You go against them, they're at you. They're in your face.
Well, Lady Gaga would be pretty hard to bring down. But you know what? In an election like this, they would go after her. Yeah.
Well, she could have went after him and said, you know, hey, Dad, keep it light on me, please. You know, don't, you know.
Oh, yeah, she could have. She could have said, Dad, don't do that. And right. I think he might have done it. But perfect guy with that. And he's a restaurateur that have really suffered under Bidenomics. Sure.
No, he's at ground zero. I'd like to ask Mr. Brady. I would like, just for once, somebody like Mr. Brady to step out of his mold, because you get the impression he looks at his calendar at the end of every summer, late summer, early fall, and says, oh, it's that time. Let me find out why I got to support this Democrat. Because, you know, these building trades, unless you're getting, you know, city-funded, subsidized money, the housing market's still going to take a beating. You know, the materials are up. The prices are up. I don't know how they're trying to sell the American dream.
Well, Joe, to that point, for listeners today, maybe you did see it. She's talking about a social housing, and it's $30 billion we would plunk down so that people can get into housing. Oh. That's just from taxpayers. That's all that it is. And it, to your point, it's not going to work that way. It only works when the market is there for it.
And, Dom, there's a difference between, and I made the mistake of telling Jim, you know, affordable housing. There's a big difference between the American dream and affordable housing. Because I even in the farmlands of Burlington County, I see these, I don't even call them apartment. I call them compartment complexes going up. You're going to have a cube to live in. You're not going to have
any
quality of life.
Exactly. Joe, who's your person when you think of something that they're the face of it?
Babe Ruth. And baseball.
Yep, I hear you. That's a pretty good face. We all know, though, he was an inferior hitter to Ted Williams, who's just otherworldly. But as far as baseball and big, I name Babe Ruth, too. You can't beat that. All-time great. All right, Jim Lee. I'm not sure if it's former or he'll tell us in a second. Had good conversation. He came on the show before, even though we differed from Springfield Township. He'll be with us next. At least according to the material I have, he's a signatory to this Welcome Refugees thing that I've been talking about. Nearly 500 bipartisan state local officials from all 50 states welcome refugee resettlement in their communities. Do people want that in Springfield Township, in Winmore, they identify him from? And if so, what are the numbers that would be acceptable? How does he think about Charleroi or Springfield, Ohio? He is next here. Hey, how are your cholesterol levels? Managing healthy cholesterol is key to a strong heart and overall wellness for over 38 years. Rescue Natural Supplements has been a trusted ally in helping people reach their cholesterol goals. I've counted on Rescue for years and with good reason. Their range of supplements is designed to meet your specific needs, from omega-3s to red yeast rice and more. Take charge of your heart health today. Use the code DROP at checkout to double your order in any cholesterol product for free. Call them today at 800-26-ALIVE, 800-262-5483. Speak to a knowledgeable product consultant or use the code online when you visit res-q.com, res-q.com. Remember to use that code DROP. Buy one, get one free on Rescue Cholesterol products. Double up your cholesterol support today. Use the code DROP, D-R-O-P, at res-q.com. All right, big issues, big guest. Jim Lee was generous enough to come on the show before out there in Springfield Township, Winmore, when we differed on this police First Amendment issue. His father was a high-ranking Philadelphia cop at one point. And he joins us because I saw his name as a signatory to this welcoming refugees thing where the people signing it say, yes, their community would welcome this. So we wanted to explore that with Jim a little bit. Hey, Jim, welcome back. Are you still the head person of the commissioners over in Springfield Township?
Yes. Hello, Dom. I'm still the president of the Board of Commissioners.
Okay. And Jim, I thought this is legitimate, right? The people that signed off here, we've contacted several. You were a signatory?
Yes, I was.
Okay. Tell me what's your thought process, and I want to take my time and let you flesh out several things here that are making national news. So why sign this? What were you trying to do?
Sure. And I heard you quoted some of the excerpts in your show the other day when it came up. And, you know, for anyone who's read it, the statement very clearly is to show support for the program that was established by the Refugee Act that was passed on a bipartisan basis in 1980. Signed under President Carter. He was championed under President Reagan and beyond. So the statement advocates that the administration preserve and strengthen that program so that it stays effective and solvent for years to come. And I hope you already know that the U.S. has accepted refugees as part of legal immigration for generations, long before 1980, And this legislation provides the structure and guidelines that really enjoyed widespread support from Americans. So honestly, when I was alerted by someone the other day when I was being criticized, you know, locally and for supporting a statement and talked about on your show, I was kind of racking my brain thinking about what the heck letter did I sign that would be so controversial. I didn't think it could be.
All right. I could explain, given what's in the news. Given what's in the news, then that means you would support it. You think your community, you would welcome refugees coming there.
Well, would you not welcome refugees in your community as part of this program?
Well, Jim, I'll answer that, though. Would you answer mine first and just tell me, would you?
Yes, I would welcome
all right. Well,
my township just like any township would.
Well, I don't know about that. So I wanted to ask you then, because we see what's happened here with the Haitians by executive order. It's 300,000 plus. If you would accept it, are there criteria, are there things that you would demand if this program were going to come into Springfield Township, or would you just accept it in the way these towns have had to deal with it?
Well, one, I'm not aware of the 300,000 you're talking about.
That's a total nationwide, Jim. That's executive order of the Biden administration. It might even be more to resettle people from Haiti.
Okay. Frankly, I'm just not aware of that.
Okay.
What the letter supports is the current program. I think the current limit among all countries is 175,000. And even last year, under 61,000 were even admitted under the program. So it's currently well under average for the existence of the program. So,
okay,
to answer your question, I would sign this letter 1,000 times again in my
Okay,
States.
But
in the
look,
US, I know
look at the
Israel
results.
Has been a leader in accepting refugees for literally generations.
All right. I'm asking you, though, so then if the federal government sends them here, we've had the Charleroi people on. Springfield, Ohio, it's very difficult to get on. But both places, another place in Alabama, there's five or six now, Jim. What happened in Charleroi, according to both the mayor and the city councilman, suddenly in a town of 4,000, about 2,000 people are the influx. Business seems to have brought them there. Would you not object to that?
Well, number one, part of strengthening the program is making it so that the resettlement process makes sense, that people go and are settled where it makes sense for them and the community. So we have a lot not in common with Springfield, Ohio, and just I hope your listeners know that we're talking Springfield Township, Montgomery County,
yes,
not Springfield, Ohio, that was in the news, right? So,
but Jim, who determines that it makes sense, though? Who is it? The federal government and the businesses said that, but not the people of these towns that we're talking about.
Well, that's just not true.
It is true.
The leadership of Springfield, Ohio, is on record saying that they made a concerted effort a decade ago to actually welcome refugees to help the kind of job force that they needed.
Wait a minute.
And Ohio is run by Republicans.
They're not on record saying. Wait a minute. They're not on record saying they wanted 20,000 people to be brought into a town of about 58,000.
Okay, well, I can tell you, you're asking me about Springfield, Montgomery County, okay?
Yeah, okay. Well, let's try Charleroi.
We don't have a similar community like that.
Okay, I'll give you Charleroi. Small town in Westmoreland, Jim, then I'll give you a chance. I've had them on, and they said, the councilman and the mayor, suddenly, through this backdoor-like process, they have 2,000 Haitians. Jim, they have 45 in the kindergarten class who only speak Creole or French. So would you not demand certain things if you're going to offer Springfield Township that you're going to resettle people there?
Well, you absolutely work with the government to make sure that's right, the federal government and that agency. But you're using an extreme example of that happened years ago. And I would like to answer about my township.
Sure.
You know, you invited me on. I'm just trying to get a thought
go ahead.
Sort of finish.
Go ahead. Yeah.
And Springfield is a very highly developed small township. We don't have the type of manufacturing needs and demands that they do. Our price of living is cost of living is relatively high. There's really just not a fit. And that's not to say that we shouldn't be welcoming if there is a fit for someone to live and work here and contribute to our community. The idea is to be welcoming of that. That's as American as apple pie.
Well, so, Jim, let me just put the flying ointment
here. That there's going to be these
busloads
of hundreds of migrants, you know, overtaking our town. It's just not reality.
It is reality, Jim. What's happened here is communities like yours, who I wouldn't say are affluent, but they're middle and up, are not being decimated by this. It's these rundown communities where people decide they're going to overwhelm them with numbers. That's what the issue is.
And Springfield, Ohio had to put an FAQ on their website to debunk a lot of these heinous theories that are going on and correcting a lot of it. You can check it out yourself. Go to Springfield, Ohio's
website. What theories are you talking about? No, wait a minute. I'm not saying the animals and all that stuff. That's another day here. But the reckless driving, the inability to assimilate, the overwhelming of the schools, the health services, those are real.
Absolutely. Absolutely. No one is making the case that immigration and granting refugee status to a number of people doesn't have downsides to it. Life is hard. Any community is hard. But there's also upsides to it. And it's also what being America is about. So I'm not going to tell you it's perfect. I'm not going to say there's no downsides to welcoming legal immigration and refugees to your community. But the answer is not to say we unwelcome you. You're not welcome here. There's no way I'm saying that.
Well, it seems, Jim, more than seems, that there's my sense of this is the problem that certain more well-heeled communities don't have to do any of this. They're not doing any of this. And these other communities are being overwhelmed by it.
So I answered your question first. Let me ask you, do you think we should not allow refugees at all in America?
No, of course not. But I would not be, Jim. Here's the point. I would not be, when I'm looking at this refugee status, I'm going to be more limited than you would be. This is going to be based. It's the same thing we hear with people wanting to flee to the United States because they're fearful and all that. Okay. And I get that. It's mainly economic, though. And with Haiti, I think it's mainly economic. It's the same thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you know, Haiti didn't even crack the top 12 of country of origin last year. They were lumped into an other category of number 13. So also you should know that in the 80s, there were many years where the number of refugees that were legally accepted was around 200,000. Last year was under 61,000. Historically, we're way lower. So if you're okay with refugees, where are you okay with them?
Well, Jim, I think that comes down to the people in those towns, and they are rejecting it. Do you differ with that? I mean, I've had them on. Do you think this is all made up, that they're upset over these numbers?
Springfield, Ohio has clearly not rejected it.
They have not? Have you seen the people there at town meetings?
Have you seen the stats and the facts put out by their Republican government?
The stats about driving, reckless driving, some of the people that have been killed, the school bus crash, the stats on the schools being overwhelmed, mm-hmm. the stats on the healthcare system being overwhelmed.
All those are accurate. I'm not going to expect you to list the positives that come out of it, but the five that they listed are the biggest downsides. You named some of them. The driving rules,
right,
which they've implemented some programs to make it better. Language barriers, lack of resources in housing, healthcare, school, no doubt about it. A general rise in population, and one of the top five was racism and discrimination. So nowhere in there was crime. You'll note they have a very low crime rate as it relates to their immigrants over years. So there are downsides. Yes, it is. There's some downsides to that, but there's also upsides in that town from having a robust workforce that a lot of people there are thankful for.
Okay, well, we will see. You know, where I'm not there on the ground. I would concede that. It just seems to me, though, we are seeing a lot of people at these town meetings. I do know about Charleroi, though, the officials we brought on, Jim, and they have real problems there. What else is on the agenda, since you were good enough to come on over in Springfield Township? Is there any issue right now as we head into the election cycle? Anything top of mind?
No. I mean, we have our normal problems as any township. But I will note that, you know, back to this again, that, you know, if you don't agree with the law, again, that's been in place for 40-some years, you can advocate for changing that law. You know, I didn't hear you say that when you were framing this for your audience. If you think the law is bad or needs tightening, you know, stand up for that. That's
no,
fine.
What I think is
but
bad, Jim, I've been very clear. My sense is communities that like this stuff, they feel good about themselves, the position you're taking, I understand, They are not being inundated with this. These other communities are.
Okay, well, that part of strengthening and supporting this program is doing a better job of where that's happening.
Well,
so one town doesn't have the burden more than another.
Okay.
I am a huge believer in shared responsibility. That's why I want my town to be welcoming, because if every town is welcoming, we all share, and the burden doesn't fall on one particular person. It makes us all better.
All right. Well, Jim, thank you again. I enjoy it when someone comes on and we differ. To be continued, though. Thank you, Jim. Thank
all
you
right,
very
check
much.
Check out Ronald Reagan's quotes from the 80s. He has a lot to say about it.
All right. Thank you very much. And it was the biggest mistake, Ronald Reagan admitted, of his that deal with illegal immigration that he made. Biggest mistake, he said it several times, of his presidency. All right. Lightning round, and we'll get a winner next. Hey, this year, FanDuel, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, is giving you a chance to win big every Thursday night with FanDuel Squares. It's the same Super Bowl Squares game you've always known, only better. That's because your numbers are not randomly assigned. You get to pick them yourself. You can pick as many as you like. You'll see the odds beforehand, and you can bet them live during the game. So what are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Dom, bet on Squares. Plus, if you're new to FanDuel, you get $200 in bonus bets guaranteed when you place that first $5 bet. FanDuel Sportsbook, the official partner of 1210 WPHT. You have to be 21 plus, present in Pennsylvania. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets, which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem. 1-800-GAMBLER.
The time has come for the final test.
We usually call it the lightning round.
That is right. Tip of the hat to Henry, by the way. Great booking today. You heard Jim Lee. You heard what I think about it. We'll continue that. By the way, the lightning round sponsored every day by Cherry Hill Volvo. Enjoy back-to-school savings on a 36-month lease of an exciting C40, only $369 per month down payment. Taxes and registration fees due at inception, except no taxes on the C40 in New Jersey. Visit Cherry Hill Volvo today. Say hello to Judith. Big award last night at the ZOA event, and very well deserving. All right, let me go to Joe in Exton on Talk Radio 1210. All right, Joe, who's yours?
Yes, hello, Dom, and good afternoon. My person who represents broadcasting erudition is Dennis Prager, whose ability to identify, describe, and explain the motivation of political and cultural factions is without equal.
Thank you, Joe. Yeah, he fits right into your brand, Joe, without a doubt. Scott in Mount Laurel on Talk Radio 1210. Scott, afternoon. Who's yours?
I got Al Capone, the face of organized crime. He has not been around. He was in his prime almost 100 years ago, and yet everyone knows who
yep.
he is today, and he is absolutely – I can't think of anybody else who even is associated with like he is.
That is a very, very good one. All right, Henry, give me some of your contenders today.
Well, I think there's two in my mind, and they're both Al's.
Okay.
I really liked Robert and Ben Salem's call of Al Bundy, greatest shoe salesman
yeah,
of all
it's
time.
It's outside the box.
Yeah. And then right there, Scott and Mount Laurel with Al Capone. I mean, he sold it for me there.
He did. I like the Al Capone. No offense to Robert. I like that one, too. But Al Capone goes into the hat. Scott and Mount Laurel. Tomorrow, we will have the winner. Got a lot of great people coming on tomorrow. Follow me on Twitter until then at Dom Show 1210, at Dom Show 1210. Honored last night, I hope you saw on YouTube, and Rich honored also for what our coverage really of what happened on October 7th. Richie always next, though, with four big hours here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210.